This article is entitled, A Soft Place to Fall, Congregations Make Space for Pandemic Grief. It's written by Jennifer Bringle, writer, editor, and lifelong Lutheran who lives in Greensboro, North Carolina. This past year has been incredibly difficult for Sylvia Havlisch. Shortly after the onset of COVID-19, her husband of not 49 years died. On top of that unimaginable loss, she received a cancer diagnosis shortly thereafter. Havlisch, a decades-long grief counselor who facilitates group sessions at Grace Lutheran Church in Macungie, Pennsylvania, was arguably better equipped than most to handle such immense trauma. While she admits her coping skills helped, grieving both the loss of a loved one and a health crisis amid a pandemic felt exceptionally challenging. This happened to so many people. COVID put a whole new spin on grief because you're so alone, she said. The aloneness, that part of grief, is always difficult. And because of COVID and the lockdown, what a different spin it is. I was grieving, and I wasn't able to take calls at that time, and I knew I couldn't do it until I was able to have some healing time of my own. Havlisch isn't the only one who has struggled this past year. According to a July 2020 study published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, USA, each U.S. COVID-19 death leaves an estimated 9 close relatives bereaved. And a March 2021 poll from the Associated Press, NORC Center for Public Affairs Research, found that nearly 20% of people surveyed in the U.S. had lost a family member or close friend to COVID-19. But death isn't the only source of grief during the pandemic. Isolation, job loss, missing out on milestone events like proms, graduations, and weddings have left many feeling grief that they're unsure of how to process. Grieving has taken on so many different hats through all this time, said Pat Fessler, a grief support professional and pastoral assistant at Zion Lutheran Church in Youngstown, Ohio. Because no matter who we are, whether we have a loved one die with COVID or not, you've an experience of some kind of grief because your life has been totally turned upside down. Amid this wide-reaching grief epidemic, ELCA congregations and organizations have stepped up to help parishioners and community members process and heal from pandemic loss. From group sessions at congregations to individual counseling through organizations such as Lutheran Services in Iowa, these resources aim to provide a sense of peace in troubling times. Once she entered remission on her cancer diagnosis and felt comfortable enough to return to work after grieving her husband, Havlisch said resuming bereavement sessions at Grace helped her to process her own loss. At Grace, she facilitates traditional bereavement sessions as well as some she calls Getting Unstuck group. This group is open to anyone feeling stuck in their lives, and it often serves as a transition for those completing the church's 6-week bereavement series. The Getting Unstuck group was something I was doing for the last 25 years, Havlisch said. Many of the people in my grief groups, especially widows, have been coming to my Getting Unstuck groups too. They've learned they love the feeling of belonging and having a soft place to fall. At Zion, Fessler leads several groups and special events, including grief support for those who've lost a child or a spouse. She also facilitates a group for children and teens that faltered a bit during the height of the pandemic, but has since resumed since vaccines have made it safer to meet in person. I could do groups for adults virtually, but doing a kids and teens grief group virtually doesn't work because they don't like to talk in front of their parents, she said. When I brought them back together for the first time, you would have thought I gave them $1 million. They were so excited to be back together and to be able to talk to each other. Fessler also leads holiday services for those grieving called A Break Through the Darkness. Attending church, particularly during the holidays, can be difficult for those who are mired in grief. These services are designed to provide a safe space for the grieving to worship and process their feelings of loss. People come, and it's like, oh my gosh, it makes me feel so good that I'm here at a service with people that I can sit and cry with. I don't have to sit in church and be embarrassed to cry, she said. Fessler also said it's critical for congregations and organizations to provide grief support, if possible, particularly in the wake of the pandemic. She said these support services not only help people process the impact of the pandemic in the short term, but can also instill a lasting sense of peace and healing. If we don't provide that help, people are out there dangling and don't know where to go and what to do, she said. And one of the things I say to people all the time is, if you don't deal with it now, some 5, 10, 20 years down the road, it will come knocking at your door. You have to deal with it.